This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. State education officials said at least half of New Mexico's K-12 students ventured into a classroom for at least one day last week. About 160,000 students were recorded as attending school in person, or about half the state's total K-12 enrollment. State education officials asked school districts and charters to reopen to full-time in-person learning on April 5th. A small number have not reopened due to tribal health orders. Education Secretary Ryan Stewart said only 17 of the state's 840 schools have had to close because of virus concerns since widespread reopening began. In-person attendance from last week was released by Albuquerque Public Schools, which serve about one in every five New Mexico students attending K-12. Over 50% attended in-person classes. A Santa Fe man who works for a defense contractor faces criminal charges for his acknowledged presence inside the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot. Authorities say Matthew Martin, who holds a security clearance, told the FBI in an interview that he had gone to Washington after reading then-President Donald Trump's tweets about election fraud claims and acknowledged he was inside the Capitol building during the attack. The FBI said Martin claimed Capitol guards opened the doors for people to walk into the Capitol rotunda. Martin is the third New Mexican to be charged in the events surrounding the Capitol riot. Otero County Commissioner Quay Griffin, who's also founder of the group Cowboys for Trump, was arrested after he was captured on video on the Capitol steps during the attack. Sean Bradley Witzman of Farmington told authorities he was inside the Capitol during the riot as part of his work in live streaming video at protests. Students on the country's largest Native American reservation spoke to First Lady Jill Biden today about challenges they faced during the coronavirus pandemic, including poor internet service and feelings of isolation. The hour-long discussion took place at Hunters Point Boarding School, a small, aging grade school in St. Michael's on the outskirts of the Navajo Nation capital. The visit came as the First Lady wrapped up a three-day tour of the U.S. Southwest, where she stopped at coronavirus vaccination clinics in New Mexico and Arizona and met with female tribal leaders who shared their concerns about the needs of the Navajo people. A handful of students who spoke to the First Lady explained there were times when they couldn't get online for classes on the vast reservation. Across the Navajo Nation, students have been learning remotely, some given flash drives with schoolwork or paper packets if they have no access to computers. A prison inmate who survived having his throat slashed in a 2017 cell block riot has reached a financial settlement with the state of New Mexico. Settlement documents posted online this week show that Samuel A. Sanchez has been awarded $200,000 for pain and suffering and allegations of negligence in the hiring, supervision, and training of a prison guard. Sanchez accused the private prison operator GEO Group and the Corrections Department of negligence after a convicted serial killer persuaded a lone 22-year-old prison guard to open a cell door, setting off chaos in a 40-inmate cell block. Sanchez was set upon by two other inmates who slit his neck. He was hospitalized and eventually recovered. Prosecutors dropped charges of assisting an escape against the prison guard who opened the door for Clifton Bloomfield, convicted for five killings in Albuquerque. Authorities said the guard was overpowered and Bloomfield used keys to release other inmates who overran the cell block. This is KUNM.